Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. Economic Survey 2025-26 tabled in Parliament by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Projects country's real GDP growth at 7.4% for current fiscal, driven by strong domestic demand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights significance of India-EU Free Trade Pact for ambitious India, aspirational youth and Atmanirbhar Bharat, asks manufacturers to use opportunity to take best quality products into newly opened markets. Supreme Court stays UGC's new equity regulations. Last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar performed with full state honours at Baramati. Leaders across party lines pay final respects. Beating retreat ceremony marking culmination of 77th Republic Day celebrations to be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi this evening. And in WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on UP Warriors at Vadodara this evening. The country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, driven by strong domestic demand. The economic growth is likely to range between 6.8% and 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in Parliament today.
Sir, with your permission, I rise to lay on the table a copy each of the following papers, Hindi and English versions: Economic Survey 25-26, Economic Survey 25-26 Statistical Appendix.
According to the Economic Survey, the Indian economy has maintained strong growth momentum in the financial year 2026. The first advance estimates place real GDP growth at 7.4%, with growth largely driven by domestic demand. Private consumption and capital formation continue to support expansion, while services remain the key contributor on the supply side. Manufacturing activity has strengthened and agriculture has provided stability. The survey highlighted that the global economic environment remains uncertain, shaped by geopolitical tensions, trade disruptions across major economies. The economic survey pointed out that the country's recent economic performance has demonstrated that macroeconomic stability and growth can be sustained even in a turbulent global environment. The economic survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. Later, both Houses of Parliament adjourn for the day to meet again on Sunday for the presentation of Union Budget 2026-27. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today apprised the House of the successful conduct of the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth, CSPOC 2026. Mr. Birla mentioned that the 28th CSPOC, which was organized from the 14th to the 16th of this month, was a grand success.
CSPOC ka 28th sammelan.
The 28th CSPOC, which was organized from the 14th to the 16th of this month, was a grand success. The conference was held in India after a gap of 16 years. This conference brought together speakers and presiding officers from 53 Commonwealth countries and 14 semi-autonomous parliaments on a single platform. A record number of 60 speakers and presiding officers and approximately 200 delegates participated in this conference.
200 delegates ne isme hissa liya.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the historic free trade agreement between India and the European Union. Highlighting the significance of the agreement, Mr. Modi described it as free trade for ambitious India, for aspirational youth and for Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing the media at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi on the second day of the budget session today. He expressed confidence that Indian manufacturers will use the opportunity to take the best quality products into the newly opened market, calling it a major step towards a confident, competitive and productive economy of the country.
Ye free trade for ambitious Bharat hai. Ye free trade for aspirational youth hai. Ye free trade for Atmanirbhar Bharat hai. Aur mujhe pakka vishwas hai, khas karke jo Bharat ke manufacturers hai, ve is avsar ko अपनी क्षमताएं बढ़ाने के लिए करेंगे। भारत यूरोपियन यूनियन के बीच मदर ऑफ ऑल डील्स जिसको कहते हैं, वैसा समझौता हुआ है। एक अवसर है और इस अवसर का सबसे पहला मंत्र ये होता है कि हम क्वालिटी पर बल दें। हम अब जब बाजार खुल गया है तो उत्तम से उत्तम क्वालिटी लेकर के बाजार में जाएं।
The Prime Minister said his government is identified with reform, perform and transform, and the country has now boarded the reform express. He said the next 25 years will be a crucial period for achieving the goal of a developed India by 2047.
Viksit Bharat ke laksh ko prapt karne ke liye ye mahatvapurna 25 varsh ka daur aarambh ho raha hai aur is shatabdi ki dusre quarter ka ye pehla budget aa raha hai aur वित्त मंत्री निर्मला जी देश की पहली वित्त मंत्री ऐसी है, महिला वित्त मंत्री ऐसी है जो लगातार 9वीं बार देश के संसद में बजट प्रस्तुत करने जा रही है।
Mr. Modi said this is the time for solution rather than disruption as the country is moving forward and urged all members of parliament to act constructively for the development of the nation.
आज समय व्यवधान का नहीं है, आज समय समाधान का है। आज प्राथमिकता व्यवधान नहीं है, आज प्राथमिकता समाधान है। मैं सभी माननीय सांसदों से आग्रह करूंगा कि वे आए, राष्ट्र के लिए आवश्यक समाधानों के दौर को हम गति दें, निर्णयों को हम शक्ति दें और लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी में हम सफलतापूर्वक आगे बढ़ें।
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rejected the criticism levelled by Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, FTA, asserting that the agreement is a win-win deal for both India and the EU. Responding to the charges, Mr. Goyal said it was surprising to see criticism from those who could not take timely decisions when they were in power. In a series of tweets, the minister said the country had paid a heavy price for such inaction in the past. Answering to the claim of the Rajya Sabha MP Jairam Ramesh, the minister said the deal brings together economies with a combined GDP of $25 trillion. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and Nationalist Congress Party NCP President Ajit Pawar were performed with full state honours at Baramati in Pune. The NCP chief and four others died in a plane crash near Baramati Airport yesterday. His sons Parth and Jay performed the last rites at the Vidya Pratishthan ground. Several senior leaders from the centre and the state attended the funeral. These include Union Ministers Amit Shah and Nitin Gadkari, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis, Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, BJP President Nitin Nabin, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar and several other leaders across party lines. Here's more from our correspondent.
Thousands of mourners had gathered to pay their final respects to Ajit Pawar, fondly known across Maharashtra as Dada. Prior to the last rites, his mortal remains were brought to his residence in Katewadi village from Baramati, where Maharashtra Navnirman Sena Chief Raj Thackeray and his family and several other dignitaries paid their tributes to Mr. Pawar, following which the remains wrapped in the tricolour were carried to Vidya Pratishthan ground in Baramati and the tricolour was then handed over to his son Jay Pawar. Many dignitaries, including political leaders from various parties, paid their last respects to him. He was given a salutation with three firing rounds amidst chants of Ajit Dada Amar Rahe and Ajit Dada Paratya, meaning Ajit Dada Come Back. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has launched a probe to ascertain the cause of the mishap. The Civil Aviation Ministry today informed that the black box of the ill-fated aircraft has been recovered. The ministry said the investigation is progressing expeditiously and a thorough, transparent and time-bound inquiry remains a top priority. The Supreme Court today ordered that the University Grants Commission Promotion of Equity in Higher Education Institutions Regulations 2026 be kept in abeyance. The court expressed certain reservations about the regulations, which are being challenged by as discriminatory towards general category. The court suggested that the regulations must be revisited by a committee comprising eminent jurists. The court observed that the regulations are prima facie vague and are capable of misuse. The court was hearing three writ petitions which challenged the constitutionality of the 2026 regulations. The top court issued notice to the Centre and the University Grants Commission on the petitions returnable on the 19th of March. Till then, the 2026 regulations are kept in abeyance. In West Bengal, in a significant ruling concerning national security, the Calcutta High Court has directed the state government to hand over land in 9 border districts to the Border Security Force, BSF, by the 31st of March this year for the installation of barbed wire fencing along the Indo-Bangladesh border. The court was hearing a public interest litigation alleging that state's negligence in land transfer has facilitated illegal smuggling and infiltration. The next hearing on the matter is scheduled for the 2nd of April. Beating Retreat ceremony, marking the culmination of 77th Republic Day celebrations, will be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said during the ceremony, the strength of India's rich military heritage will be displayed. The Defence Minister, in a social media post, said the ceremony reflects the discipline, unity and timeless ethos of the armed forces. Here's more from our correspondent.
This year, in the Beating Retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Forces. The ceremony will commence with the masked bands Kadam Kadam Badhaija, followed by the melodious tunes by the Pipes and Drums Band. The band of the Indian Air Force will play Brave Warrior, Twilight, Alert and Flying Star. Indian Army Band will play Vijay Bharat, Arambh Hai Prachand Hai, Ay Vatan, Anand Mat, Sugamya Bharat and Sitare Hind. The masked bands will play the tunes Bharat Ki Shaan Vande Matram and Drummer's Call. The event will come to a close with the tune of Sare Jahan Se Achha with Rishu Jaiswal, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India will host the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers Meeting IAFMM on Saturday. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign ministers of other Arab League member states, Arab League Secretary General, will also participate in the meeting. Amnesty International has issued a stark warning to Bangladesh's interim government, accusing it of failing to safeguard basic human rights ahead of next month's national elections. In an open letter to Chief Advisor Mohammed Yunus, Amnesty Secretary General Agnes Callamard condemned the government's failure to protect lives and freedom of expression amid growing violence, pointing to the lynching of Hindu man Dipu Chandra Das. Amnesty said the weak official response has left minorities, journalists and critics dangerously exposed. The US Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged, holding its benchmark lending rate in the range of 3.5% to 3.75%. The decision was not unanimous as Governors Christopher Waller and Stephen Miron dissented, calling for a quarter point rate cut. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, rebounded in afternoon trade today, rising by around 0.3%. The Sensex advanced 239 points to 82,583. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, UP Warriors to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru this evening at Vadodara in Gujarat. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Economic Survey 2025-26 tabled in Parliament by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman projects country's real GDP growth at 7.4% for current fiscal, driven by strong domestic demand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights significance of India-EU Free Trade Pact for ambitious India, aspirational youth and Atmanirbhar Bharat. Supreme Court stays UGC's new equity regulations. Last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar performed with full state honours at Baramati. beating retreat ceremony marking culmination of 77th Republic Day celebrations to be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi this evening. And in WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on UP Warriors at Vadodara this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.